Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. This is the Electric Drum. And this morning, I got this brother, you know, who I've been meaning to get on the air for a while. Mark Coleman, but y'all know him as Schwa. He's been around. He was singing back in the day. But now he's a world traveler and a clothes connoisseur. I mean, I try to see what this cat is wearing every day, you know what I mean, as inspiration, you know what I mean? But what's happening, brother?
I'm good, my brother, living life, man.
That's cool. Well, let's talk about, where did you grow up at?
I grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, but previous to that, I lived in Orlando, Florida.
Right, so tell me about those early years growing up. What were you into?
When I was younger, I got into music just from my mom and stuff growing up, and then as I got into high school, I got into a singing group, this group called Unique, with these two twins, Daryl and Dal, and my boy Pony Boy. So we was in a group for Unique and then went on and did other things.
Right. So let's talk about the world, right? Because that's one of the things that you do is that you travel.
Yes, sir.
You travel everywhere, you know what I mean? So where did you get that you know, that yearning to kind of just go places, man?
I just love people. So I like to meet different cultures and just explore the world. You know what I'm saying? And I used to go to Bahamas, and then I went off to DR, Mexico, and different places. And I just enjoy meeting different cultures and appreciating people.
Right. Tell me, let's talk about some of those countries that you've been to, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is the one country that you've gone to that the essence of the culture really hit you passionately about? Is there one? I mean, we'll talk about a couple, but let's start with the first one.
I like Mexico.
Okay.
I like Mexico. Mexico a lot.
And why? Why do you
think? The people, very humble people, down to earth. They very family orientated. They treat you like your family from beating you. You probably go there with a perception thinking they ain't going to embrace you, and they embrace you like family, and they're really cool people.
Now, do you speak any languages at all?
No, very poquito Spanish. Very, very poquito.
So, and what about you know, the foods, right?
Oh, delicious, man. Delicious. The foods are, like, you go to different, I go to different parts of Mexico, so I might go to a Cancun, I might go to a Puerto Vallarta, Cozumel, Playa del Carmen, New Mexico. I've been everywhere. So it's different foods, different tastes, man, and it's all good.
I mean, are you adventurous in that way, and that you will try anything?
Almost. Almost.
Now, as far as Mexico, I mean, is there one particular dish that really, you know, you like the most or close to it?
I don't have a particular. Every time I go, I find something different. I'm open to try different things, and I'll ask the chef, and I'll talk with the chef, and sometimes they'll make me something that's not on the menu.
Right.
And it's always good.
Right. Yeah. Now, I notice you've been going to DR a lot. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, tell me about that country.
Oh, DR, man, that's a beautiful, beautiful place, man. I've been there 21 times.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, DR was my spot. I was looking at property at one time, and I was looking to have that as my second home at one time. And so it was vacation, but it wasn't really vacation because I was looking at property and I'm picking people's brain that live there and finding when the tourist stuff is not going on, what's going on and how it is to live here. So DR, man, it's same as Mexico. I've been to different parts. So the Punta Cana, the Sisuas, the Santo Domingo, the capital, all different energies. So it's beautiful, man.
And I heard about the beaches in DR, right?
Ooh,
talk
priceless.
About that a little bit.
Yeah. And Punta Cana, man, that's if you never been to DR, that would be my first place I would recommend is Punta Cana. The beaches are priceless. The food, the people are beautiful. And that's a great place, Punta Cana. My personal, I like to go to the capital and get some of the historic history and stuff, but that's after being there a few times, then you start appreciating and venturing out to different parts like Samaná. They got some beautiful beaches out there. It's on the outskirts. It's not really popular like that, but it's very beautiful to go to.
Right. I'm speaking with my man, Mark Coleman, man. You know, everybody knows him as Schwa, and we're talking about his life, and we're talking about his world travels. All over the Caribbean, man. I mean, many countries, right?
Yes, sir. I just came back from, I tried the first time I went out to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. I'm from Panama, so that's right next.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right next to Panama.
Yeah, that was a beautiful experience, my first time. I do a little research and then I'm
now, in. Now, Costa Rica is kind of humid down there certain parts of the year, right?
The time I went, it wasn't. It was like during the rain season. So
right.
Between, say, 2 and 4 o'clock, it rains every day. Then they got the rainforest. So I'm not sure about the different other seasons as much, but it's very, very nice. They have the quiet side where you have the beaches and then you have the city. It's very, very, very big.
Now, how do you set up these trips? I mean, do you have a travel agent or do you kind of just go out there and find your own stuff?
I do it myself,
really?
Man. I feel you if you got the patience, I kind of find what interests me and then I do the research and then I kind of get like what draws me to that place and then I go for it and I find out what's the going price and then I try to get it for a little bit less than what's the going price and usually I'm pretty good at it.
Well, me and you should go into business, man. People should call the radio station whenever they're going somewhere. They thinking about going somewhere. Me and you kind of set them up, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, could make some dinero.
That's what I'm talking about, man. What now? You kids? You got kids?
Yes, right? I have three kids. Yes,
and how old are they?
I have twins, a boy and a girl, Amber and Deshaun, 24. Then I have a 19-year-old daughter, Winter.
Now, have you sort of exposed them to traveling also?
They getting into it. They've been a few places. They used to go with me to Bahamas when they was younger. They've been to like a few different places. They getting out of school and stuff, so they don't have as much time yet. But they're gonna explore a little bit more. That's the interest as well.
Right, right. Now, because of this travel, do you find yourself from a political perspective and also from just a humanistic perspective and, you know, that you're growing as a person because of these travels?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You go out like you hear the story, especially in Mexico. You hear all the negatives about the cartels and all that stuff. And not saying it don't happen, but it's not as bad as people, the media put it to be.
Right.
So you meet the people and, man, you get to know what's really going on in the world and you get to talk to people. It keeps you humble, keeps you aware, you know what I'm saying? You just get to know the culture and it's just beautiful, man.
Right, 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 right. So we're going to move on to another one of your loves, right, which is clothes, right?
Okay, okay.
Okay, so let me say this. I've never seen you wear the same thing twice, because it's always a combination thereof, or just something that is just something that nobody else, that I have never seen before, right? Let's get in your early days. Were you always into clothes?
I always been into clothes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and where did that come from?
I like fashion. I like to express myself.
Right.
And just growing up, like I grew up in the projects and I wore the blazer jackets with the elbow pads, which wasn't cool, but I made it cool.
Right.
And then people kind of embraced me and said, okay, Schwa do his own thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real cool. So when you go out looking for clothes, I mean, do you go out with something in mind or do you just go into the store and basically like let your mind just wander or is it something that just comes natural to you?
Honestly, I would say it comes natural.
Okay. Yeah, somebody trying to call in. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I would say it comes natural. The stuff attracts me. I don't really looking for nothing particular. It might, something attracts me. And sometimes I end up getting similar stuff because it attracts me, it draws my attention. So, and I like pieces that's timeless. So I have a lot of clothes that I had for 15 years, long as I could still fit them, I reinvent them.
Right.
And it works. It works for me.
Now you got Polo on right now, right?
Is that one of your favorite designers? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Polo, I like Polo is timeless.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's good quality. You can get it for a good price at times. Some stuff gonna cost you a little bit, but it's a good quality, and that's a lot of the stuff I wear is Polo from 15 years ago and I still wear it to this day.
Right. Now you incorporate hats.
Yes, sir.
You always got a hat on. You know, what's that about?
I always been a hat brother, man.
Okay.
Probably before fashion, I like hats, and I have literally over 500 hats, and that's maybe more, but I have at least 500 hats, and I like hats. Hats kind of put the top on it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, this is a tough question because like you will put a combination of colors. Like nobody else.
Okay.
I've seen designers that on the runway that don't put colors together like you. And colors that most people feel like don't match. Right? But you do it. You do it, right? Is there what's your favorite color?
I like pastel colors. I don't have a particular.
Okay.
I like lilac. Lilac been like this might like this summer lilac was my color.
Okay.
So but I like always like pink. I like pink back 30 years ago, I was wearing pink and yellows and canary yellows and any colors.
A real man could wear pink.
Yeah. You've got to be very confident in yourself. And
there you go.
So, but yeah, I would say lilacs is probably my favorite color right now.
Right. Now, designers, right? Besides Ralph Lauren, right? Mm-hmm. Is anybody else that you look at in terms of their clothes?
Not really.
Really?
Not really. I like different designers. I'm not really into names.
Okay.
Even with Polo, it ain't so much the name. I like the quality of the clothing.
Yeah.
And it's timeless. But a lot of the higher end stuff, I have some of that stuff, not so much for the name. I go into a lot of consignment stores as well.
Wow.
And I find some precious jewels in there. You know what I'm saying? From hats to scarves to whatever. You know what I'm saying? You take this from this and this from that and you put it together, mix it in a bowl, and you get schwa.
So it's not always about how much the clothes cost.
Oh no, definitely not.
Wow.
Definitely not. That's a lot of misconception that people think it's all about. You can spend a lot of money for clothes and it don't look right.
Yeah.
It's how you put it together.
Right.
You have to be your mind have to be kind of open, and then you have a vision within your head and you just bring it to life. Some people are going to get it, some people aren't. But it's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like, what I do is not for everybody. But end of the day, I think you're going to get it.
Right. And what about, have you ever had your clothes tailored?
Oh, yes.
So talk about that a little bit.
Matter of fact, it was this gentleman from New Haven here, Timmy Amaya, turned me on to. And he made me a couple of nice pieces and stuff. And
You know his name?
I can't remember his name. I know he's from like Europe.
Okay.
And he was really good. He did a couple of pieces for me. When I go to Dominican Republic, I have this this Haitian lady. She I go there and go to the store and we draw what I'm looking for, and I go to the store and get the material, what size I need, and she would make it in a day or two, and it's good to go, man. She's beautiful. And then like I buy suits and stuff, and I have a place in Waterbury, this place they hook me up.
Okay. Now, this is one guy to you, man. I'm speaking to Mark Schwa Coleman. This brother right here, man, is a world traveler, definitely a clothes connoisseur. And also, which I didn't know, you know, he was in a group back in the day, so music is involved in his life also. You gave that up. However, how important is music is to you, to your life?
Music is my life.
Okay.
Music is... It's the beat, you know what I'm saying? It's your mood. Music is like everything, you know what I'm saying? I listen to all different genres of music. Not all, but most. I listen to soft rock, to R&B, old R&B, hip-hop. I listen to all music. Good music is good music.
So on your way here, who are you listening to on the radio? What's in your CD player?
I would say I like right now. I got my Soul Food Christmas. I got Luther Vandross Christmas album.
Okay.
Timmy Meyer Christmas album.
My man.
I got a Babyface Christmas album. I'm in my Christmas spirit right now. So I got the holiday music. The Whispers is phenomenal. They Christmas album is phenomenal.
Now I noticed that you went to that event down in Waterbury with Juan Coon, Lamone, and Dawn Tallman. and that was about house music.
Yes, sir.
So you into the house music too?
I'm very diverse, man. I felt it the next day, but I was cool for a minute, you know what I'm saying? But then that house music just bring you back and you start doing moves that you did back in the day. Then the shins and stuff are messing with you the following day, but it was all love. Juan Coons did his thing, man.
Yeah, he did. And I'm hoping that they come back with another one, man, because we need those kinds of events.
Oh, man, it was phenomenal. I didn't know what to expect, and it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. And like you say, the girl Dawn, she was singing. Lamone was singing. Did happy birthday to my girl Rhonda. It was cool. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, big up to Rhonda.
Yeah, yes, yes. Rhonda. Beautiful thing, man. It was nice vibe there, man. Good energy.
Right, right. Now you travel with a crew, you know?
Yeah.
The fellas and the ladies, man. And, a lot of people, you know, sometimes in this world you think, you know, sometimes people think that they're an island, right? That, mm-hmm. you know, how important is that to you, man, in terms of the friendships? When y'all travel deep, you know what I'm saying? Talk about that.
Man, I tell you, I surround myself with great people. The energy, I like good energy. And, the friends I travel with is people I've been traveling with forever. I have a lot of friends, but my core friends, Waz, Brian, Timmy, these are the people that I roll with on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? Rhonda, we do certain things. I have a lot of friends for different functions. But like when I come to like parties and stuff, my man Waz, Brian, Timmy's always working. So that's how I get down. I keep myself surrounded by the good energy, man.
Yeah, man. I see. And Waz day party can't be a day party without your crew.
Man, I appreciate you, man.
Your crew's number one, baby. Man. You know, I mean, I still got pictures from the first one with you cats, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's all good. So let's talk a little bit about, what's your philosophy in life, right? You know, I mean, you basically are this kind of well-rounded cat, right? You know, but what has driven you in terms of your life?
Just staying humble, being true to yourself, appreciate people, just do you, know what I'm saying? With no apologies, know what I'm saying? I stay in my lane. I'm comfortable in my lane. It's not for everybody. I don't worry about what the next man's doing. I stay in my lane. I respect everybody and I get it back.
Right.
And I just live life, man. Life is precious. So you gotta really embrace it and run with it. When I expire from this earth, my legacy is he's a good father. He traveled. He lived life. He like a little clothes. He put stuff together pretty good. So that's my thing. I just live life, man, to the fullest.
Right, right, right. So what's your future look like? Is there anything that you know that you want to do? You know that you haven't done? You know, skydiving something, man.
No, I'm not into that, yeah. But I'm interested. Like I said, I might venture off into the fashion. A lot of my friends, my kids, they've been telling me for years, and I've been kind of like brushing it off. But I might venture off into the fashion. When I travel, I meet a lot of people international from Europe and different places, and they seem to like what I do and stuff. So I made some pretty good connections international. So I might start reaching out to them because I kind of be putting it off and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I mean, because you got your own brand, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
On the real, you know. Oh, you know one area that we didn't talk about? Shoes, right?
Okay, okay.
We didn't get into shoes.
Okay.
Tell me about the shoes and boots. You also wear boots.
I wear rider boots, yeah.
Tell me about the shoes. Talk to me about what inspires you in regard to that area.
With shoes is just like the hats. The shoes is the final stamp on your outfit.
So the outfit first, outfit, and then the shoes.
The shoes... It's kind of blended together.
So you don't start with the shoes.
I don't start. It all starts in the mind of vision, and then I kind of wear this. Then you have a numerous option of shoes as well as hats. So you don't have just one particular shoe that you could wear, or one particular hat, or you put the outfit together. Then you say, do I want to go with this kind of look? I might throw on a regular shoe. I might throw on a rider boot. I might throw on a regular ankle boot, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what kind of vibe I'm looking for.
Right, right. Any particular design as far as the shoes is concerned?
I like Kohans a lot. That's probably the main people I like. I like polo shoes as well. Those the main. Then other Kohans, I would say, and polo would be my main people I like for shoes.
Right. Now, I'm going to get into an area that, you know, I used to be in, you know, I mean, I wear sunglasses now, but I also got contacts now. So I was always into glasses. Like, my house is full of glasses. You're into glasses.
Yes, sir.
Right. And talk about that. Right. How important is that?
Glasses. The outfit. Glasses is another piece, my brother. I just got a pair yesterday, actually.
Oh, is that right?
The glasses, what I started probably the last 7-8 years, I need glasses. So before, I used to wear them just for fashion.
Right.
Now what I do, I buy them, and then when I go international, I have a couple of people that would put the prescription in for me. So I go to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, I have these two guys, Cancun, I have this particular guy, and I'll get like 5 or 6 pair of glasses, and they'll put the prescription in for next to nothing. And so I get the different colors and the different styles and stuff, and they don't, over here it would probably cost me an arm and a leg, over there it just cost me an arm.
That's all good. Well, brother, you know, one of the things that I would like to do, right, if people go on the website, you know, on our website at 943wybc.com, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of photos of all the different outfits that you had, and I want to put them online.
Okay.
You know, so people can see what this interview was all about.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and of course, you know, I've already did the promo, which, you know, you saw how styling this boy was doing when we were doing the shoot. But I want to thank you, man, for coming, brother. And I gotta say this, man. You know, you were talking about your legacy earlier, right, brother? There are very few people that I've come across in this business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that anytime I talk to anybody, I bring up their names, they got positive things,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, some of the people, they, you know, maybe 3 positives and 2 negatives, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Brother, when I bring your name up, it's all positive, brother.
Appreciate
and
that.
So your legacy is that he's a good guy.
I appreciate that.
You know, and that's how I feel about you, brother. You know what I mean?
Likewise.
And I want to thank you for coming, man, because I've been wanting to do this for a minute. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because, you know, like a lot of folks, you know, they look at my show and, you know, like either it's controversial or I'm bringing, you know, politicians and this and that and the other. But mm-hmm. by the end of the day, right, this world is about people like you, you know, mm-hmm. who are going right, the undercurrents, right? You know,
yes,
and you know, because I know you're not into you know into all the publicity and all of that, right? But in this community, people know who you are, they see you, and like I said, when they talk about you, nothing but positive things, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, but you stand out. See, that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stand out for a lot of different reasons. One of them, of course, is the clothes, but it's about when you open up your mouth and you start talking, then we start dealing and the whole nine. And that's what life is about, brother. And I like to be able to, you know, to put folks on like you on the radio so people can see you and hear about you. You know what I mean? And I thought that you were a perfect person. Because you know what? It's about so much negative stuff
in the
world today, right? Nothing was negative about this interview.
Not at all.
This was a positive interview. I feel good, you feel good, and I'm quite sure the audience is feeling good right now.
Yes, sir, man. It's good energy, man.
No question.
And like that, to me, when you surround yourself with good energy, that comes back at you, and that's what I try to give off, and that's what I hope people get from me. And then I get that in return times 10.
That's great, man. Mark Schwa Coleman. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir, my brother. Appreciate you.
There you go. Juan Castillo, which is Electric Drum. I know you've been inspired. I have, and I got a smile on my face right now. And I'm going to see you guys next week right here on the Electric Drum.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.